Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend, Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain, I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles, everybody. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet podcasting and Wi-Fi network in the world. I'm Megan Blake here with Smiley, my giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. And today we have all my animals here. Smiley, Angel, Tootsweet the travel kitty, and Starfire and Mini Haha are listening in because this show is about something crazy amazing. Today's guest, Jan Folk, has created the Freedom Flight. This is an actual airplane flight that takes dogs from high-risk shelters in situations here in LA and flies them to Canada to safer situations where they are headed to forever homes. Really, it's unbelievably above and beyond. Welcome, Jan.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
We are so happy you're here. And you also have a restaurant with a cause to benefit animals in need. It's the Orange Dog Bar and Grill with a store whose proceeds go towards supporting dogs in need and the Freedom Flights. Whoa, this is truly a super smiley adventure. And we can't wait to hear the details about your upcoming event to celebrate all this great activity. So Smiley says we know what to do. Can you wait? Good boy, Smiley.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must rock.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where the healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10, L-U-C-K-Y, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
The Boo Boo Loon Pet Recovery Collar is an innovative inflatable product that comfortably restricts pets from harming most surgical wounds, skin disorders, and obsessive licking or scratching. It's the humane alternative to the hard plastic cone and other devices. The Boo Boo Loon is easy to use and designed to be soft, fully adjustable, and pillow-like, allowing for unrestricted vision and complete freedom of movement. Sizes range from extra small to extra large. So join the Boo Boo Lution. Become a Boo Boo Buddy on Facebook or check out booboo-loon.com. BOOBOOLOON.com.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with brilliant Jan Folk, who is truly thinking outside the box to help animals. Jan, you have a restaurant and store to benefit animals in need and the Freedom Flight, which flies dogs at high risk to a safer future in Canada. First, tell us about these flights.
Well, they're actually they're quite fun. They started in 2009. And we're having our number six is on October 27th, leaving L.A., or Long Beach, I should say, to Canada. And pretty much what we do is we have a Gulfstream 3, and we fill the plane as full as we possibly can with as many shelter dogs as we can, and we bring them to Canada where they're adopted within 2 to 3 weeks, and they have a forever home.
This is absolutely amazing. First of all, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Congratulations on being successful at this. How does Orange Dog, how do you rescue these dogs? How are they selected?
Well, basically what we do, what Orange Dog does is we have the easy job. We just have the fun part of transporting them. The Edmonton Humane Society out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And we pick a couple of shelters or that we've gotten to know in the LA area. And we connect the shelter and the Edmonton Humane Society, and then the two of them work together on, you know, getting the dogs so that they're socialized, and they, all of them are, you know, have full medical certificates, they're spayed or neutered. I'll find a shelter that I feel needs help, and then I'll refer it to the Edmonton Humane Society, then the two of them work together, and that's pretty much how we locate the dogs.
That's really wonderful. You have an entire enterprise going here, the Orange Dog. Is this all that Orange Dog does is rescue these animals? What else do you do? I know you do so many things.
Yeah, well, basically what Orange Dog Inc. is an online company, a nonprofit organization that's just been recently recognized as a charitable or foundation in Canada. And I'm working on the same thing of foundation, charitable foundation status in the U.S. And that's really all we do. Every product that we sell online or at the restaurant goes every penny goes 100% towards dog rescue. Our big venture, of course, are the Freedom Flights, which are, you know, quite costly, but so we also look at helping, you know, in other areas that we can, that wherever we can, that someone might need help if we feel it's a cause that, you know, we're comfortable with, then we'll contribute to that also.
And how often do you do these flights? How often do they go?
Well, at the first five, I did 100% on my own. I covered them financially, all them on my own. And we went about every 4 months. I like to pick a special, you know, event. Like, first one was my birthday. The next one was Thanksgiving in Canada. The next one was Valentine's Day. That was 114 dogs we put on the plane, and that was just a little bit too much. Customs was a little annoyed with us. And then we pick Christmas. You know, and this one that we're doing in October, it kind of is Canadian Thanksgiving, and then we're sort of, you know, U.S. Thanksgiving is November, so we're kind of combining the two. So basically what I do is, you know, just think how we can do it, what can we celebrate it around so that the, you know, the public pays attention. And to give an example, a year ago when we brought them in at Thanksgiving, there was a lineup around the block for people waiting to get through the door to have a look at them and put their name on the list and be interviewed to adopt them. So it's an amazing, amazing trip. And you have to have a heart of stone if you don't feel, you know, pretty choked up if you get on the plane with the dogs. It's very, very cool.
No, this is truly amazing. And you said your next flight is October the 27th in just a few
October
weeks, right?
October 27th. Yeah, in 2 weeks. We're leaving from Long Beach, the air flight area, air flight terminal. And we leave at 9 a.m. and we should be in Canada by 1 p.m. Alberta time. And these little puppies, we have 50 of them, and they'll be on the ready for adoption probably in 3 to 4 days. And I anticipate within 10 days they'll all be adopted and enjoying the snow in Canada.
And so these dogs come from the LA area. Why do you think that they have a better chance of being adopted in Canada? I mean, this is amazing to take them to areas where they will be adopted. But why do you think this situation exists? What's going on? What's the big picture here?
Well, I mean, I'd be foolish to say there isn't an issue in Canada or where I live, or, you know, where I'm from, in the Alberta area. There's a lot of dogs that need to be adopted. But there is. There's far larger breeds here than there are smaller breeds. And there's a tremendous overpopulation of all types of dogs in California. And, of course, just the population alone, you know, lends to the fact that there's going to be more dogs. But that was the big thing. As the Edmonton Humane Society said to me in 2009, you know, the way you could help us is fill the plane up with dogs, bring them back, we can get them adopted. And then, of course, it's income for the Humane Society, because that's what they rely on, is charitable, you know, donations. And I kind of did it as a lark, the first one. I thought, okay, let's do it. And it became just, you know, such a success. And, you know, it also helped the Humane Society here, because a lot of the big dogs were adopted, a lot of the cats were adopted. It just brings, you know, it just brings people to be a little bit more aware. And the reason I got involved with the California aspect of it is I just see the shelters just overflowing. I mean, those people are saints. They do whatever they can to get them home, to save them. But, you know, if they get rid of 50, another 60 come in. And I just thought, you know what? I can't look at it, oh, it's just a little bit we're doing. I have to think that we're really making a difference. And, you know, I believe we are.
Right. You are moving hundreds of dogs a year, probably, right? Is what you're doing, relocating them where they'll be adopted. How many do you think you might move in 1 year?
Well, to date, we've done 373, and now we're doing, in the last year, now we're doing 50 this month. And, you know, if I could, I have companies or larger organizations now in Canada that are looking at maybe contributing to us. And every time I can get a sponsor to do or support us for the next flight, you know, I'd do them every 60 days if I could. But again, if you have to have the funds and you have to make sure that, you know, the dogs are, there's room for them, because our humane society here or shelter, it also fills up. I mean, that's, we're not, it'd be wonderful to say if we had all the answers, but we don't.
You are absolutely being part of the solution. You may not have all the answers, but you are helping in a big, big way. And you mentioned flying, that you funded these yourself for a while. How do you pay for all of this now? How can we help? What do we need to do to help you?
Well, basically, you know, the first thing is that anyone that, you know, if you're going to buy products for your dog, I would appreciate people going on to orangedog.ca and buying from us, as opposed to, you know, one of the big department stores or the pet stores. That would always help, because we don't take a portion of it. It all goes towards dog rescue. Just getting the word out. People coming into our restaurant, we say, if you feel like if you wish to donate, I mean, $5, $50, $5,000, whatever. I'll take whatever I can get. And everyone has their cause. And this is my cause, and it has been for a number of years. And I'm pretty sure I like dogs, I think, a lot more sometimes than I like some people. So that's probably why it works for me. But I'm just, you know, it's just the most important thing to me right now, and I was able to do it, and, you know, I'm doing it. And now moving forward, I'm looking for larger corporations that, you know, are willing to help. But as, you know, down the road, if it turns out it has to be me that does it, I'll probably do it again. But at this point, I'm very, very grateful to have the TD Bank out of Canada supporting us for this flight. So that's a big help.
That's wonderful. Yes, if anybody listening knows a corporation that wants to invest or donate to a wonderful, wonderful cause, this is a big cause that you're doing. I mean, everything that anyone can do, whether it's something as small as just adopting your own dog, your own cat, and taking good care of it, telling people to adopt, or something as large as what you're doing, it all contributes. And this is an amazing, amazing cause. How did you get this idea? I mean, I would have never thought of, you know, getting an airplane and flying dogs to a, you know, a place where they're more likely to be adopted. How did this come about?
I am a Canadian, and I sit on the board of the Edmonton Humane Society, which is the shelter. And I see, you know, what a great job they do. And when I started Orange Dog online, I went out to see them and said, well, can you help us sell our products so we can put it towards dog rescue? And that's where the idea came. I said, well, why don't you, you know, California, because I was living there part-time, they said California is so overpopulated, wanted to bring some on the plane. And I thought, okay, let's do it. And it started that way, and it's just taken on a life of its own, and people have been amazing. And willing to help, whether even it's just volunteering or buying our products, or even just being wise enough to know, like, you know what, stay away from the puppy, you know, stay away from the pet shop. I'm very adamant about that. Pet shops sell products. Don't sell live animals. You know, there's thousands and thousands of beautiful shelter dogs that need a home. So you don't need a purebred. You don't need to go to a pet store and get this perfect little puppy. And I get quite carried away, but it's my opinion. I get pet stores and people annoy me all the time, but that's just my opinion. And I believe in it. And I just think, you know what? And people that think a dog is disposable or a cat's disposable, don't bother, because you're going to go get an animal. You look at it like a child. You can't just say, oh, okay, it's not working, so I'll just get rid of it.
That happens so many times. Right. People are looking for an animal to fit perfectly into their lifestyle, but they don't look at the big picture. Like, they might bear a small puppy and see it's all cute then, but then when it grows up to be a big untrained dog, you know, they realize, whoa, this is more than I anticipated. And so it's really important to truly look at your lifestyle and see what will fit in the long term. That's one of the most important things, is getting a pet that fits into your true lifestyle. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And you know, think it through as to why you want a pet. And if it's for companionship, it doesn't really matter. There's a lot of reasons. But remember that you cannot say, oh, well, I'll take it to the shelter. They'll find it a home. No, they won't, because there isn't anywhere to take them anymore. And a lot of it, too, is it's much, much better than it used to be. But the lack of responsibility or the lack of funds in some cases is to spay or neuter the animal. I mean, if you can, you know, stop it with one animal, I mean, nobody gets how many litters these animals can have, and they don't know any better. They're animals, so they're relying on people to say, you know what, let's be responsible. And there's a number of different things, but to sit and say, oh, well, how come it's happening like this? Well, education's a big thing, and California's been amazing as far as their spay and neuter programs. I've made some very good friends, and in Los Angeles and in the Beverly Hills area that are just, I mean, they make me, I can't even keep up to them for what they do if to, you know, stop the unwanted animals. But it's, you want a dog or a cat or even a, you know, a hamster, think it through. These are living, breathing things. They aren't a book that you can throw out. So
right.
It's very, very annoying when I watch people strut down the street with their designer dogs and then say, okay, I'm tired of it now. Well, they don't know they were a designer dog. They just knew they had a home and now they don't.
Right. That's right. They're very sensitive, intelligent creatures. And speaking of some victories, California has been making some major headway in stopping puppy mills and puppy mill stores. Several cities around Los Angeles have actually banned the sale of puppies and dogs in pet stores, which is really, really cool. And these cities are getting headlines and they are setting the new precedent, which is, I am so excited to be here right on the cutting edge of this. So there are some really, really wonderful stories and good things that are happening on this front, just from people like you speaking up and Smiley doing a super smiley flash mob for pet adoption. I don't know if you know about that, but we have a flash mob that's touring across the country to raise the energy for pet adoption. And Smiley's chant, part of his chant is "Mutts rock." It's true because Smiley prides himself on being a mutt. You don't have to be a pedigree dog. You know, people ask me what he is. He's a very handsome boy, and people say, oh, what kind of dog is that? And I say, he's a mutt. And some people will laugh and think it's really cool, and some go, oh, don't call him that. And I say, no, and I'll sing the whole song, no, mutts rock, it's true. And they either get it or they look at me like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But we know what we're talking about.
Funny.
But also I want to say for people who do have their heart set on a breed, that there are many breed rescues. And Angel, my German Shepherd, is a gorgeous dog, and she looks like a purebred. We think she was bred in a puppy mill, but she was abandoned in the desert, and we got her at the local shelter. So if there's something that you want with the millions of dogs in these shelters, I can pretty much guarantee that you will find it if you look at a rescue or a shelter. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I would argue all day long with anyone that says, oh, no, you know, you're not going to find it. You definitely are. You just have to have the patience and the you know, then persevere until you do find it. Or you know what? Sometimes you might surprise yourself and fall in love with a mutt. Like a lot of times I can't tell the difference between what we call a purebred or a mutt. And you know what? They don't know. They have not a clue, dog.
No.
Dog hasn't got a clue. You can put bows in its hair and little jackets on it, and it's still a dog. You know,
that's
and it
right.
still just wants you to love him, and it wants you to look after him, and it doesn't want you to throw him away. That's all they want.
That's right.
You know, purebred or mutt. Just be nice to them and because they give it back to us 150%.
They absolutely do. And Jan, Smiley's now telling me, Smiley runs the show here, and he's telling me it's time for another commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Freedom Flights and info about a party that I hear you have coming up at the Orange Dog Bar and Grill. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PETMEDS.com/adventure, ADVENTURE, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PETMEDS.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure. I'm Megan Blake, here with my whole crew here, and our guest is Jan Folk, founder of the Freedom Flights, flying at-risk dogs from LA to a safer outcome in Canada. Welcome back, Jan.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
And Orange Dog has a great event coming up where people can eat at your restaurant, see you in action. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, actually, it's pretty exciting. It's the night before the flight. We're calling it our pre-Freedom Flight Party. We are not classing it as a fundraiser, so I'm very clear to people that I'm not asking them to come and hand out money. I'm asking them to come and celebrate with us, and we're going to have a happy hour prices from 6 to 10 on all food, all beverages. We have live entertainment, a great band out of Huntington Beach. We're going to have a number of fun giveaways throughout the night. And what we're also going to do is have pictures and a little story on each of the 50 dogs that are going to be heading to Canada the following day. So, you know, just so people can see that it makes it real, that they can see what great little animals we're bringing back. And it's the night just to say thank you for just people, you know, believing in dog rescue and wanting to help and to just come and see our place. We're a bar and grill, but it's very community-minded. We're only a year old, so of course, with restaurants like anything, you know, it's been a year of change, but we've got great staff, we've got amazing food, we have Wings of the World, which are our specialty, 16 different types of wings, but most importantly, it's just a fun night to say thank you to all the, you know, surrounding area people that have supported us in Huntington Beach, and just to invite everybody, no matter where they are in L.A., to just take a trip. We've got a bright orange building on Beach Boulevard, it's crazy, we can't miss it. And this is a night of fun, and if somebody wants to say, hey, I'd like to donate, perfect, but it is not considered a fundraiser. It's just to come and have some fun with us.
That is so cool. I mean, there is absolutely no downside, and Huntington Beach is the coolest little area. If you haven't been, everybody, really, just go down to see Huntington Beach, and you said, again, it's at, I'm going to read the address here, 18552 Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, October 26th, 6 to 10 p.m. That is just so much fun. I wish we were going to be in town. We would absolutely be there. And Jan, I know you said you have an online store. Do you have any, you know, things that people can buy there in the restaurant? Can they see what you have online there?
Oh, definitely. We have, when you first walk in, we have a huge area with all the products on display. We have, you know, I brought probably half of our inventory from Canada about 6 months ago. We sell everything right on site, or you can obviously order it online, or what doesn't make sense. If you're there, you might as well, you know, pick it up. But we have some really, really different things. You know, I won't say what it is, I mean, give it away, all of it, but we have this amazing dog perfume that people are calling about us all the time. And we have, you know, we have all the regular leashes, et cetera, et cetera. But we've got some really cool, different little products, I think, that make us unique. Of course, everything's orange. But the most important thing is that I do not take a penny out of it. It all goes back into the Orange Dog bank account so that we can do the next flight or maybe save the next pup. Or, like, a lot of times, it doesn't have to be a big flight. The plane was taking some people into Canada once, and there was room, so we put this beautiful German Shepherd on because she was about to be euthanized, but they had a home for her here. We got her on the plane, and she's back here in Canada now, just living the life.
That's amazing. Every single success story is saving an entire universe. And I believe that dogs, that are, when we bring animals into our lives, we bring an entire universe into our lives. If I didn't have my animals, I'd be missing an entire world. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I anybody that doesn't let an animal, and I'm biased to dogs, but I mean, that's just the way it is. But if you don't let an animal into your life, you know what? You're missing so much. And you're missing that. When you wake up in the morning, the pup I have now is the most adorable animal in the world. Oh, and he's going to be at the party on the 26th also. His name's RJ, and he's an 8-month-old little Labradoodle, and he's just a blast. And he's made, I mean, I'm you know, I'm not a young kid by any means, but he's made in the last few years has been all the difference in my life just having him, or the last few months, I should say. But if you don't have that time to experience what an animal can do for you, you are missing so much.
I know that animals are healers and teachers in my life, and I've seen them that way with so many other people, almost everyone that they come into contact with. What have your dogs taught you?
Oh, they were the biggest one they taught me. And anybody that knows me for an hour will tell you they've taught me patience.
Right.
Patience. They've taught me compassion. They've taught me, you know, to look at everything, the world. Like, it's just, you know what? Instead of thinking, well, oh my gosh, I'm worrying, they said, you know what? We're just going to be fine. But the biggest thing is patience and compassion, and they've taught me to, I always have had, you know, enjoyed life, but when I'm around them, it's made me, happy. And you laugh at things that, you know, before you'd be, oh, you know, this life's not good. What they've done for me is, like, life is just good. No matter, you're going to have your bad times, but as long as they're with you and looking up at you, and the one I have now, I swear, he does smile. There's no And, yeah. You know, we wake up in the morning, and I roll over, and he's looking at me like, what? Why aren't we out walking? So the biggest thing is patience and just, you know, and loyalty. Oh, my God. Loyalty is just, anyone who's had any, well, cats not so much, because cats, they just think they do their own thing. But dogs, you just don't get anything more loyal in your life.
Yeah, you really, really don't. I like to say that they raise our happy chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. They're like a, yeah. They're like an antidepressant pill.
Oh, they are. They've been all these studies about them lowering the blood pressure and lowering the heart rates. But I think the bottom line is they raise our happy chemicals. So that's the way that's good enough for me. I think that's a good one. And Toot Sweet, the travel kitty, he wants to say something. He says that he is very loyal to his person and he loves us very much. So that's that's a little chime in from Toot Sweet.
Okay.
Jan, do you work with volunteers? What if people want to, like, hands-on help you? Is there any way they can help you besides just donating and buying things? How can they help? This is so exciting.
Well, I think, you know, we get that a lot, and I'm so grateful for it. What I say is, like, when we're loading the dogs, like, when we're leaving Long Beach, you know, I mean, we usually have so many people out. Anyone that wants to come out and just watch the dogs being loaded and help load them on the plane, I mean, that's appreciated. But the biggest thing that people can do, because it's not on a daily basis that we need help, but to go to these shelters and volunteer and say, look, walk the dogs, play with the cats. If somebody does that and says, you know what, I don't have the money to give, but I'm going to go do this on behalf of Orange Dog because I just believe in what they're doing, that is 10 times as important to me as somebody handing me some money. Because these animals need that human contact. And they need to be felt like they're not just somebody that sits in the corner and waits and hopes they get adopted or get euthanized. So go to a shelter. They need volunteers. You know, they need people to come and help and play with the animals. That's something that I would be, you know, I'm thrilled when I hear people are doing that.
I love that. I love that answer, that anything we can do for any one little animal is helping immensely. Like you said, whether it's actually helping you load, which you can only have a few people out there helping load, or going to another shelter and just paying it forward, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. That to me, it just makes me feel so good when I know that somebody's going and, you know, giving that animal even 20 minutes a day of some love and some human contact. It's so important, and people just don't understand how important it is.
Right. But I also would love it. I would love it if people would help spread the word about your mission, because this is huge what you're doing. It's just huge. Are you on Facebook or Twitter? Can we join you and just help spread the word?
Oh, absolutely. We're on Facebook and Twitter, both on orangedog.ca. And we're on Facebook and Twitter, Orange Dog Bar and Grill, and in full, orangedogbarandgrill.com.
Okay, so on Twitter, did you say it's Orange Dog Bar and Grill? That's it on Twitter, is that right?
.com. On Twitter and Facebook, it's orangedogbarandgrill.com.
Okay.
And then there's Facebook and Twitter. And then for the actual Orange Dog, you know, product company where the Freedom Flights are talked about, it's orangedog.ca. And we have Facebook and Twitter on that.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, Smiley and I will definitely join you on Facebook and Twitter and help spread the word. And Smiley's on Facebook too. He's on at Super Smiley Anniversary Tour because he started his Flash Mob Tour this year. And on Twitter, he's Smiley the Dog, which is pretty cool that he got that name. He just claimed it.
Yeah,
I'm Smiley the Dog. Yeah.
Well,
is there anything else that you'd like for people to know? We've talked about your wonderful event, your store, all the profits are going directly to the dogs. We should volunteer. We should spay and neuter. We should always adopt. Is there anything else that you want anyone to know?
I think you've pretty much covered it for me. What the only thing I do want to say is I want to say that, you know, for those that are working and helping to save or to be kind to animals, all I can do is say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for those that are kind of sitting on the fence thinking, I don't know if it's worth it, just take, even start with 5-10 minutes and do something, because you never know where it's going to lead. Like the day I walked into the shelter here in Canada and they said, why don't you do this? I'm like, okay, I have no idea, no idea. The satisfaction it gives me, and maybe that's selfish, and if it is, oh well. But I mean, I just, like, I am so excited about this place that I can't stand it. So, you know, the money's good, all of that everybody needs, but just reach out and don't look away when a little animal is, or of any kind is in trouble. Just help. And, you know, if people do that, we're so far ahead.
I agree. And you reach out to these animals and they give back so much in such surprising ways. And they'll take you on amazing journeys, amazing adventures, and amazing life lessons without you even asking for it. You're just flooded with these amazing experiences. I agree. You said it very, very, very well. And Smiley and I would absolutely be there on the 26th if we were in LA, but we're going to be in New York City shouting it out for pet adoption. It's going to be so much fun. It's at the Pups on the Runway event, October the 28th at the Roger Smith Hotel in New York City. It's one of our stops on the Super Smiley Flash Mob for pet adoption that's been touring the United States this year. And we've done 26 flash mobs this year. We'll be shouting it out and dancing on the 28th in New York City. And everybody is invited to come dance with us. And, oh, Jan, we would love to come Super Smiley Flash Mob at your restaurant one time, maybe at your next event if we're in town.
Absolutely. I would love to have that happen. That would be perfect.
That would be so much fun. And give your websites one more time so everybody, just say everything.
Okay, it's www.orangedog.ca. And the restaurant is, of course, www.orangedogbarandgrill.com.
Very, very cool. And Super Smiley's Flash Mobs for Pet Adoption are up at supersmileyflashmob.com, which is our YouTube channel. And Jan, thank you so much for joining us here at A Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio, which is the largest pet podcasting and Wi-Fi network in the world. And before we go, we always do our super important shout out to Toyota's Pet Safe Initiative. And Smiley makes it very simple. He says, buckle up, harness up, super smiles, and enjoy your adventure. Thank you again, Jan Folk.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So once again, all the West Coasters come out and meet Jan at her Orange Dogs Bar and Grill and hear about her Freedom Flights firsthand October 26th. And if you're on the East Coast, join us at the Roger Smith Hotel in New York City October 28th. And we wish you the best of luck, Jan, with your Orange Dogs and Freedom Flights. I'm Megan Blake, here with Tootsweet the Travel Kitty, Angel, Starfire, Mini Haha, and Super Smiley. Woof and Super Smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.